This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Christian Identity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you studying with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. I do appreciate the time that you're texting, tweeting, responding on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever it is that you're responding. And we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to have a lot of fun tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to have a lot of fun. The first hour, I'm just going to rail on last night. I'm going to rail on CNN, who was so sure this was a referendum on Trump. That's right. Anyhow. And then the dozens and dozens of celebrities who are sitting around scratching, I'll be nice, scratching their heads, trying to figure out what happened. Even with the millions of dollars, what happened? What happened? How could we lose? We bought that. Right? The same people scream about money in politics pour tens of millions of dollars into politics. I don't know why they just don't change the name of the party from Democrat to hypocrites. I mean, we've got ours too. Don't get me wrong. But every one of the things, and then today, when they were coming out and they had their spokesholes on every show everywhere, screaming about how, ah, this was no big deal. This was an area that the Republicans have held for years, so we never expected to get it. Well, you never expected to get it after you lost it. But for days coming up to it, see, this is why you're losing. You're disingenuous. Your biggest loss in this whole thing, frankly, was the fact that you spent millions and millions and millions and gazillions and millions of dollars, and you got bupkis. You got absolutely zero on your ROI. You should have won this thing by 10, 12, 15 points with the amount of money you spent. I mean, we could go through every line that they used. I don't want to, about how they're going to win this. 855-REAL-JOE, set me straight. 855-732-5563. Up on the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumpy White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. Hour two, we're going to bring Dale Bellis on with Liberty Health Share. So he'll help me out there and tell me about what's going on in the health share world or the healthcare world. You know, it's a whole new dynamic, the way we're looking at how to take care of yourself, time you spend with your doctor. I find it interesting that we've been programmed over the years not to expect to see our doctor more than 3, 4, 5 minutes at a clip when we're with them or her. Because I don't hear about that. Why do you always refer to the doctor as a he? Why? Because mine is a he. I think he'd get a little upset if I said her. So, and then the third hour, you may not be able to handle it. Our third hour tonight is going to be all about God. I've asked Bradley Dean to join me to talk about what's happened to our men. Why aren't our men taking their rightful places? And I'm talking about real men of God, not men who say they know God, not men who just go to church on Sundays. I'm talking about real men of God, real men that love God, love their families, want to take care of their families, want to raise good kids, want to be good members of the community. That's what happened to them. Where did they go? Has the world really really, 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 has the world really been able to get a hold of these young men and turn them? So we got a lot going on. But this first hour, I'm going to have a boatload of fun. Somebody sent me this, I guess it was a tweet. Al Franken apparently said that, Al Franken, how can you not say his name and smile, right? Remember Stuart Pauly? Just perfect. Al Franken said that everything points to Trump when it comes to the Russian collusion. And, you know, you just want to look at him and go, hey, Al, if you could put the dope pipe down long enough to really listen to some of the people you work with, you'd find out there's nothing, dude. There is absolutely nothing. Comey, absolutely nothing. The other 16 National Security Councils, absolutely nothing. I know it's disheartening. You know, it's like the kid that keeps opening and closing the refrigerator because he knows at some point in time that chocolate cake will magically appear on that shelf one, right? Yeah, Al, you keep it up. If it makes you feel better. They really believe if they say it long enough and hard enough that it's going to change. And then last night we showed you that picture where the CNN people, I mean, you look at them, they look like they chewed into a lemon or an onion or something. Now, earlier that night, before that picture was taken, our buddy, I know some of you are going to get mad at me, I think I'm making fun of him. And I am, actually. John Lewis was in a video. And he was so sure that Ossoff was going to walk off with this election, he actually did a happy dance in front of a bunch of people. We're on radio, so I can't show you the happy dance. But he was so overconfident. He was so sure that he was almost giving a victory speech. And he goes on to say that, you know, he's never seen anything like this in his life. What, the Democratic Party lose like this? Oh, yes, he has. He's been around a while. Lewis told the supporters, Ossoff's supporters at the election party, he said, I'll tell you, in recent times, I've never seen anything like this. This is not just a campaign. This is a movement. Yeah, well, for some of you who have irritable bowel movement, you know what kind of movement this actually was. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be back after the break. Hey, I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is this you? Are you happily engrossed in inconsequential cartoon trivia to the point that your socks can probably stand up by themselves?
We are back. You'll listen to Real Side on DCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know where you're from. I will, I think that's such a weird term. I'll give you a shout out. I don't want to be shouted at, ever. You know, I get nervous when people call my name and I'm out and about. I don't know if it's because I owe them money. I don't know if they're mad at me for something I said on radio. I don't know. So, I don't know. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. You're listening on GCN Live. You're listening on your radio station. And listen, if you're having to listen on your smartphone, which isn't a bad thing, really isn't, and you can find our app up on Android or what is that, the Google Play Store and or the iTunes Store, whatever it is. You guys, you know what you're doing with your smartphones. Go grab our app. It's The Real Side with Joe Messina, and you can watch live, you can listen live, you can get involved. You can do everything you can do with a regular computer on our new app. So please grab the application. I was watching, one of you said you were watching Trump. I'll get back to my rant in a second. But you guys were talking about watching President Trump. You know, it's really disrespectful, I guess, to a degree, but I still want to call him the Donald. Because he always wanted to be called the Donald. But there was a line, the line of the night for me, right? See if you guys agree with me. I mean, talk about a guy that loves, just loves his people, loves America. He purposely and carefully said, all they ever say, all we ever hear about is, I can't believe that President Trump is tearing apart families by sending these parents back to Mexico, by sending, you know, breaking up families, all this stuff. It's all the poor family. He says we never hear them lament about the families here that are torn apart when a daughter, a son, a child is coldly murdered by a gang member from Mexico that shouldn't be here, from an illegal that shouldn't be here to begin. We never hear about that. They don't seem to have any feelings for Americans that are murdered. Right? Nothing there. Parent that gets murdered. Now a child is here alone because one of those gang members that the administration knew was here illegally and did nothing about, the prior administration, they're okay with that. That's fine for them. I mean, really. That is stupid going somewhere to happen. That's what that is. But we're the cold-hearted ones. Right-wing conservatives are the cold-hearted ones, right? It's just nuts. Oh, yeah, see, I got to calm down a little bit. Yes, David, that was M13. And I know. This stuff, I'm doing the best I can here. Janie from Ohio, thanks for checking. I love when you guys check in. I told you that. I was going to kick out of it. Because I kind of get a feel for where you're listening from. You know, I know who to poke, and please poke your local radio station. David from Canada. Always get a kick out of you guys in Canada listening. I appreciate it. You know, let me see. Last night, what we've been hearing all day long is how Republicans, this isn't a big deal. All of a sudden, now today, we're hearing how it wasn't a big deal. Yesterday, this was going to be a referendum. Remember? And I'm thinking, if it was going to be a referendum for the last 10 days, shouldn't it be a referendum the day after? So we won. And I'll bet you, if they even won by 1.5 or 2 points, it would have been a big deal, a referendum. And I was talking about John Lewis. And he was up there just talking about how great this was. He was talking about the OSOF, he was talking to the OSOF supporters. He was telling them that he's never seen anything like this. And what he was talking about was the enthusiasm, the excitement, which is true. I mean, he's seen the meltdowns. But think about when Hillary was running. Think about how many people showed up at her rallies and what they had to do. The curtains they had to put up to shrink the rooms down. Can you imagine what it must have felt like to be her and pull into a parking lot that holds 1,000 cars and there might be 100 in there? You knew that meant that room was not full. So John Lewis, and this shows you the difference between the two. John Lewis is talking about how this is a movement. Well, how can it be a movement when you paid for it? It's not a movement. That's not a grassroots movement. In the area that I live in, the Democrats, because we're predominantly Republican conservative in the area I'm living in, so the Democrats are busing people up from Los Angeles. They're filling buses in West Los Angeles. And again, no negativity meant here. You take it any way you want to, which is a predominantly a gay area. Their town or city council is made up of all gay elected officials. So again, it's what I keep telling you guys. Right? Representative government. That government represents those people who were voted in by the people who live in that area. You can imagine that area has a lot of LGBTQ type of programs and what have you, because it's a representative government. It's the way it's supposed to work. Right? The government in the area that I live in is predominantly conservative. And the people in the area vote in this conservative type of government. So they think the former representative government is to take people from outside the area, bust them up here because they've got to enlighten us. Right? And they're going to go walking door to door and tell people why the conservatives are so bad and they're so right. That's basically what they do. That's not representative government. That's bought for government. They can't get their own base stirred up to do it, so they have to bring people in. This is kind of what took place there. They had to buy these votes. Somebody figured it out today, told me it was $140-some-odd a vote. That's what the Democrats paid for, and they still lost. They got white. For all, look at, if you, again, I want to go back to something. If you think about how much money they spent, right? If you think about how much money this, they did. They got wiped. They lost tremendously because they didn't get the votes they should have got. Not for the money they spent. And the celebrity tweets, these wonderful, these nice, wonderful people. Right? They're always telling us how mean and nasty we are, how bad we are. Who's the one who puts out all the nasties, really? I know I talked a little bit about this last night, but it's even worse now. They've had tweets going out all day. Where was it? Oh, what's his big boy? Viga boy. Come on, what's his name? Michael Moore.
Viga boy, come on. Yeah, we know who the big boy is.
He actually called out the Democrats. We'll talk about this at the break. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, God, you couldn't do that song today. I love talking about this stuff. You couldn't do that song today. Some of the songs from the 70s, they wouldn't make it. I mean, they just wouldn't make it past the censors. You know what I'm saying? Really stupid stuff, too. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Listen, you can text me. I mean, send a tweet. I guess that's a real thing. And it won't be a bad deal. I mean, some of this stuff sounds really weird. I know it does. And I get a kick out of it. Hey, Eileen from Canada. I'm surprised at how many Canadian listeners we have. And I could have some fun with it, but I won't. I'm going to be nice. And I don't mean it in a negative way. I just mean, you know, I'm from Boston. And the Canadians used to come down to New Hampshire in the summertime. If Kimberly was on, and you can always tell the Canadians in the summertime, they were always the people wearing shoes and black socks with shorts. And well, because we were the poor kids from Boston. We had we were barefooted with those flip flops that had the thing that went between your toe that made you crazy. Yeah. And anyhow, all right, stories from long ago. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And please get involved. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. I'll simply let you know when, you know, we've got things going on, when we've got certain shows coming up, who's going to be on, what topics we're going to discuss. I said in hour three tonight, we are really, 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 really going to beat up on why men, and especially the Christian community, why men haven't taken their rightful places as dads, as husbands, as leaders of the community, that kind of stuff. Why? What are they afraid of? Bradley Dean's going to join me to help drive that home. And I don't mean that, so just so you're clear, so you don't go storming off. I'm not talking about being a dictator at home. I'm not talking about being, you know, the king of his castle and all that other happy stuff. We're going to talk about it from a biblical perspective. What it means to be the head of your household. What it means to take care of your family, to be a father, a husband, a community leader. Seriously. Anyhow, Michael Moore, he beat the tar out of the Dems in one of his tweets, which I lost. But he basically, what he said is, Until you guys change your message, until you guys stop moaning and complaining, you're not going to win anything. Have you figured it? He actually said it was the fault of the DNC and another Democrat group why they keep losing. However, right, you know, when you talk about, you know, push going all the way through the issue. However, he feels they haven't moved far enough left. He's telling them to ignore, telling the Democratic leadership to ignore everyone and go all the way to the left and keep driving that point home. And amen, Brother Michael, please do that. Please take heed, people, you Moreites. See, I was clean with that, too. Please do what he says. I want you leaders, God bless Nancy Pelosi. I hope she lives another 20 years in the Congress. I don't want her to retire because we'll be on top forever. But, yeah, please go further left. I would really appreciate that. Sally Cohn, another wonderful human being. She went on to say the best thing that could come out of the GA06 results is for the Democratic Party to finally give up on its self-destructive obsession with centrism. In other words, another one saying, go further left. And what she doesn't realize, well, actually, no, maybe they don't realize it. There's no way they can realize it and still want this to happen, still want them to go in this direction. Do they realize that the American people rejected their leftism? Do they realize that the American people don't want socialism? I mean, your people rejected you. Do you understand that? Then somebody sent a meme out earlier today I thought was pretty interesting, too. In April, in that Georgia special election, you know, they were so sure they were going to take this, right? They were, like, so excited about it. And part of the reason they were excited about it is because this John Ossoff, he got 48% of the votes. And everybody was all nervous. Oh, my God. He got 92,000 votes. Oh, my God. Everybody was all excited. Karen only got 19% of votes. Just under 20. She got just under 40,000 votes. And it's like, oh, this is going to, we're going to lose the seat. Right? Everybody gets crazy. But you see, you got to look further down. You got to pay attention to what's going on. There were, what is it? There's, it looks like there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Hey, don't do that. It was like 19 candidates. Okay, so hear me out. 19 candidates, which I always think is crazy. Why can't you guys get together in a room somewhere and whittle it down, right? Why do you make it so miserable for all of us? And all that extra money being spent all over the place. And some of you guys, if you get out of your own ego, I know. See, I've run for office. I can talk about it this way. You know when you're not going to win. You know when you have no support. It's a prideful thing just to want to see your name on a ballot. Whoopie ding. You know, here's three people. Right? Out of 200,000 votes. Hey, I'll even get nastier than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, out of 200,000 votes, 10 of those people got less than 500 votes. Tell me they didn't know they weren't going to win, that they didn't really understand that they are not known outside of their valley or outside of their area. Now, out of the 19 candidates, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 of them were Democrats, 2 independents, the rest were Republicans sucking off of each other. I hate that. I hate when you do that. But somebody with 2 brain cells rubbed together on the other side would have looked at this and said, okay, the majority of the votes went to Republicans, period. Right? The majority of the votes went that way. So what made them think that they were going to win this? Did they really think that the Republicans were going to vote for the Democrat? Did they really believe that? I mean, seriously, out of the top 5 vote-getters, only one was a Democrat. Matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The top 7 vote-getters, one was a Democrat, the rest were Republicans. So even just the top ones went to the Republican wipes the floor with the Democrat. How to flush $34 million plus down the toilet? I think we figured out earlier it was almost $50 million bucks they spent on this Democrat. 50 million simoleons. That's right. But again, I look at this and I go, the majority of the votes went to Republicans. Do you realize the dimension that has to take place here? For them to actually believe they were going to get this? You talk about wishful thinking. I mean, seriously. And then back to the Democrats. And all the tweets. Right? Donald Trump is darkness itself. But that's how they feel about all of us. Really, if you're a right-wing Christian conservative, you're a right-wing conservative, you're a Republican, period. I mean, you are just the nastiest thing that ever walked the face of the planet. That's how they see us. And with the celebrities that kept just piling on to how bad the Georgians are. One of the two tweets talked about how racism still runs rampant in Georgia. Why? Because they didn't choose your person? I don't even understand how that happens. How does racism run rampant when you had two white people running and a white people won? I don't understand their logic. I apparently don't understand their dictionary. That's really what it boils down to. I don't know how to use the English language the way they use the English language. And when you think that they had celebrities, you know, somebody said to me today, but he's a hardcore conservative. And I said, yeah, you don't get it. But when you had, he says, have they figured out yet? We don't give a crap what celebrities think. We're just not interested. You know, they send these celebrities, what do they have? They had Beyonce and the rest of them. And what was with the half-naked girl all the time? Miley Cyrus had her running around to colleges. Madonna with her infamous promise that nobody wants, really. I mean, think about it. Even with all the celebrities, nobody cares anymore. These are a bunch of people who get paid to lie for a living. Why would you listen to them? Okay. I'm going to try to cool off, come back, see if we get this squared away. I'm Joe Senior Host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. you can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
That's what you slipped in. That's what was on your shoe. And that explains the abrasion on your palm. Let me roll that back for you. Smutney, Bosner, Boom, Bosner, Herb, Mike, Hatney, Smutney, Deborah, Matt.
Back. You're listening to the real side. I look around the studio. Sunburn. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's, I do, you know, I very much do appreciate it. I know you're taking your time to be part of the show, and I know that, you know, I know you're listening because you're commenting on some of the stuff that we're saying. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Head over to the website where you can do a number of things there. This, I'd like to push with you. I'd like you to consider becoming a partner, if you would. One of my pips. We used to call, I was going to have membership cards made up. You know, a TRS pip. That's a, you know, a real side. Be a member of my politically incorrect posse. You know, because I think that political correctness is continuing on in a different way, but it's killing this country. In many ways, it's killing this country. We still have many people that are afraid to say things about what's... You know, I got the biggest compliment ever from a station the other day who said that there weren't many people out there like me anymore that would just lay it out in black and white and say, this is what it is, this is what we need to do, okay, next, and just move on. You can't harp on something. You can't beat somebody up about what they're doing wrong forever and ever without giving them something to work with, without giving them a solution, or saying, it's obvious you don't want to fix this, we're just going to move on. And a lot of people, as I like to say, wouldn't know truth. If you put it in a bag, you mark the truth and shove it in their hand. They would know what to do with it. And we have a lot of legislators like that. It's too bad, but we have a lot of legislators like that. But I want you guys to think about something for a second. Some of you who have kids and grandkids and what have you. We hold, for whatever reason, we hold celebrities in high esteem. We don't care what they've done. You know, we don't, and I'm going to talk about some of this in the third hour. We don't care what they've done. We have, what's her name? And I don't even know who she is. Jennifer Lawrence. Right? She's some big star. I told you, I don't watch TV that much. But she started beating on Christians from her hometown, state of Kentucky. All right? And she insults Jesus. And you have a lot of celebrity types. Now, whether you're religious or not, I don't go around insulting other people's, deities, religious symbols, whatever. I just don't do it. Okay, that's between them and their God. Not me, them, their God, and five other people. But they've lost total respect. And for those of you who rent one of her movies, who watches one of her shows, or responds to an ad, or goes to her website, you're putting money in her pocket. Why would you give somebody money who hates you? I want you to think about that. You Christians especially. Why do you give people money? Why do you sow seed? And if you don't know what that means, you ain't a Christian, because you've heard that at least once at church. Why do you sow seed to other people who hate you, you stand for, who hate that you have principles to stand on? I'm just curious, because, again, even if I don't believe in your religion, I don't make fun of you. Well, I guess I do with those Pastafarian people. I've never seen the spaghetti God. I think I've seen it on my plate, but it's usually gone in a few minutes. But, you know, seriously. Right? I mean, and the Dems do the same thing? According to the latest article, the Ossoff spent almost five times more than the Republican. And some of that's a guesstimate based on what we believe the DCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign, and has spent. So you're giving these, and you know, there's another thing. Tonight, I can tell tonight's going to be a pseudo God night. There's another thing, you know, Georgia, the Bible Belt. How did he get that many votes? I mean, and I say that because you're looking at, you know, the Democrat Party. You try to throw out God under their platform. And when Via Ragu, what's his name? He used to be the mayor of L.A. Antonio. What? Antonio. How could I forget that? And you know what his name, for those of you in other states who don't know, the reason his name is Villaraigosa is it's actually his real name is Tony Villar. Right? His wife's maiden name was Ragosa. So what did he do? He melted the two names together and changed his name to make his wife happy that he cheated on and divorced. So that's why his last name is Villaraigosa. So why I call him Villaraigu, right? Mix of all kinds of stuff. Really can't make up his mind what he wants. He's up there. He's about ready to throw God out of the platform and realizes that he could get shot. You know? And they were voting. They were voting. The Dems on the floor were voting to remove God, didn't want God in there. And when he saw what that was doing, that threw him for a loop. And now what you see at these town halls, when you see the pink hat people, the Dems, coming in, what do they start doing? They start screaming during the Pledge of Allegiance when we say one nation under God. They start screaming separation of church and state. This is how out of control mentally these people are, right? Now, we've been doing stories on it. We've got the video. You can go find the video yourself if you want to. But once we become, you know, look at every major society on the planet. Go check out the, you know, go check out the fall of the Roman Empire. You go read books about Russian history. Even the Russian Tsar said one of the biggest mistakes, one of the things that they did, it was so bad, they forgot about God. Come on, work this through in your head. Look at some of the, look, when you don't have a higher power, when the creator of the universe is not at the center of your thought process, guess who decides what morality is? You do. I do. There are 8 billion people on the planet. That is 8 billion versions of morality. 8 billion versions of what's right and wrong. 8 billion versions of what I can and can't do. Because I will tell you what, based on my younger years, if you rely, if I'm the guy in charge, if there is no God and I'm the basis for morality, it's all about me and you don't count. But that's not what I'm called to do. That's not what any of us are called to do, really. But anyway, you know, I feel bad. We need to pray for our Democrats, brothers and sisters, that they see the light. They see the reality of what they're stuck in. These people want to go further to the left, guys. No, they really do. They want to go further to the left. They really believe that the social... And the funny thing about it, the people pushing socialism are living 100%... They're living a 100% capitalist lifestyle. Their success, the money they have, that's why they don't care about the higher taxes. It's not a big deal to them. You know why? Because they got plenty of money. Plenty of money they don't know what to do with. So you pump up their taxes 6, 7%, not a big deal. They can handle it. Also, Todd Starn says that the CNN anchors are now being treated for microaggressions after last night. Oh, God. They've lost 4 special elections. You would think they would sit back and say, okay, this is what we've done every time, and we've lost every time. Maybe we need to change the way we're doing business. Oh, no, no, no. No. They think if they yell louder, you know, like some people believe that, if their voice goes up higher, if they yell louder, that means that they're going to win and you're going to lose. I find this disgusting. How can you stick? How can my Christian brothers and sisters, how can you stay in that party? How do you do that with some of the things that they teach, with some of the things that they talk about, and what they're willing to do? You know, I've experienced this myself where I'm at. We don't have time for this. You have to hold this till the next hour. Ah, when I'm on a roll, I like to keep going. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. If you want to get more involved, more engaged, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But you know what? I want your email address. If you look at the top right-hand corner, on the main website, there's an area where you can give me your email address. If you give me your email address, look, you can always kill it. But if you give me your email address, every week I send out one email, right? It has some links to stuff on the website. It will tell you the topics and the people we're going to have on the show. And it'll give you some insight on some of the writers we have and the stories that we have. And again, you want to get set up for the next hour? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. You got a sandwich, go make the sandwich. Come on back. If you're on Facebook, you're watching via Facebook, you got me started at the top of the hour. Sorry, their rules, not mine. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. Don't go far, because we'll be back in just a little bit.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?